Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. Welcome to the clubhouse. It's, December 4th. A very windy day on Oahu, at least on the south shore, gusting up to 30 miles an hour at times. So bring your wind game to the course, and that means, of course, going as low as you can. We're going to try to get some tips from a number of people who are going to be on the show this morning, and that includes Ryan Palmer, the defending champion of the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we've also got a lovely lady, Ashley Law, who's calling in. She's known as Lady of the Links. I rather like that. It's very romantic for me, Lady of the Links. She'll be calling in from the East Coast. And Greg Moore, PGA, from Q School and the LPGA event that's underway right now, the last one of the year. So we're really looking forward to talking to all those folks. But first, let me tell you who makes this show possible and that we have two rounds of golf for the lucky winner. This person will be able to play at Poipu Bay Golf Course, opening on the 16th of December in just a few weeks. And this course has been completely closed, the greens completely redone, and it's going to be just awesome to play at Poipu Bay. Ko'olina Golf Course on Oahu is giving, well, if you want to give the gift of golf, I should say, they are giving you a special deal. If you get gift certificates, you can get $65 around the Kama'aina special for your best friends. And there are no blackout dates or times on these gift certificates. So get and give the Gift of Golf special. It's at Ko'olina Golf Course in the golf shop. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, shopping centers, whether you need help or you'd like to join the star team. That is Star Protection. Get the star team on your property. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended and insurance approved. Moon Physical Therapy. Whether you've been hurt in a workman's comp or motor vehicle accident, or, you know, whether you've got hip replacement surgery and you need to rehab your shoulder, whatever it is, Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens. December 16th is the opening. Make your tee time today for the reopening on December 16th. If you've ever played on the pristine golf course that hasn't been touched in a long time, it is an unbelievable, unforgettable experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course. And Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. That is Alakai Mechanical. Be sure to check them out. All right. We're looking forward to Ryan Palmer, and I just hope that he'll be able to get on the air. I'm trying to get a message to him right now, but of course, right now as I'm doing this, Twitter is giving me a hard time. That's how we communicate via Twitter. He's a really wonderful person, and I can't wait to find out. You know, he started the year last year, this year. I'm already thinking of the 2011 season. He won the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event, right? Okay, and then he did okay, and then he didn't do okay at all. And it's interesting to see what happened to his game, how he fixed it, how he came back, and ended up being 23rd on the in the final event, the Tour Championship, in the FedEx Cup rankings. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to pull your game back together in a year. Sometimes if something happens and you just can't find it, it's like, I'm looking for my game and I can't find it. So that's what we're going to talk about with Ryan Palmer as soon as we can get a hold of him. So we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, the amateurs have retained the cup. Man, talk about a blowout. The score was 16.5, 16.5 to 7.5. I'm sorry, guys. The professionals were working very hard, but weren't able to pull it off. The amateurs retained the Governor's Cup. 16.5 to the professionals, 7.5. And, well, the amateurs now have a total of 14 wins against the pros 23 with one tie. But these 14 wins have been coming in the recent years. In the single matches at Mid-Pacific Country Club, the amateurs absolutely dominated, and that's really how they won. 7 out of 12 matches, earning those 7 key points at the end. We had in the morning four ball on the 29th of December, It was the 29th of November because we just started December. Okay, it was close. It was 3-3. All right, so everybody started off, and you can kind of understand that, you know, the guys who have played for a long time, they know how to work together as a team, and that's so important in the four ball, the best ball. Alternate shot, even more so. And this is where the young guys, the amateurs, I think they've gotten more experience in playing this alternate shot. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association has really stepped up and given the kids an opportunity to play this Ryder Cup style golf, this match play style golf with two teams. And it's so important to know how your partner is playing or how they play, so you know how best to, well, recover from a shot or the strength of your partner. That really was key in that. And that's where the amateurs really came on strong. And the professionals, you know, God bless them, they have to work. They're not professional golfers in the sense that, you know, a Ryan Palmer is a professional golfer who plays all the time and that's all he works on because he made almost $3 million in the last year. A professional golfer in Hawaii is a guy who has a job. He works at a golf course, or he, Brandon Kopp, he is a distributor of golf things, and you don't have time to practice all the time. You're teaching, you're a teaching professional, whatever it happens to be. So, in a way, the amateurs have, obviously, the advantage there, but then in where you think the singles, well, Eddie Lee have to Song Jae Ming, and Phil Chun have to Dave Saka. Ron Castillo lost to Aaron Kunitomo, one up, and then Wade Nishimoto, really great golfer, nice guy, Zadie Ari, 3-2, and Tai Otake lost to Todd Rago, 2-1. This is, you know, I don't want to say loss, but this is really where these young guys really just came on strong. Another event that was held at the same time was the Head Professional Wailea Country Club Facility Team Championship, and Kevin Carl and Assistant Golf Professional Mark Chun beat the other 23 two-man teams. It was at Hualalai, beautiful golf course, Hualalai, a two-day event. They won by 2 strokes. I got to mention the guys who came in because, you know, one of them is my good buddy, Captain Kirk, over at McKenna. But Wailea Country Club, Kevin Carl and Chun beat Oahu Country Club, Andrew Feldman and Abe. And at McKenna, it was Kirk Nelson and Gouvea, the teams there. That was actually a tie, the third place guy. So Hualalai came in third, too. So we're going to take a break, see if we can't get in touch with Ryan Palmer. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. I'm Danielle Tucker, the Golf Club Radio Show.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're back on. Welcome back to the Golf Club Radio Show. Let's talk. Okay, it looks like I'm just going to be, it's just going to be me. You're going to have me today, okay, for the time being. And that's all right. I enjoy talking with you. One of the things that really popped out, and we'll talk some more about this with some of the other folks who are going to be joining us, is the whole change on the LPGA, the transgender decision. And basically, the LPGA had to make this ruling, the change. And it was brought up in a vote. The bylaws will be changed, and transgender athletes will be allowed to play on the LPGA. And it's been accepted worldwide. But so far, I've heard conflicting reports. You know, some people like the idea, some people question the idea. One of the things that you've got to remember is if somebody goes through the whole transgender thing, that they're given hormones. So it does change the chemical balance. So you don't have the muscles that the guy would have, technically. It's a medical question, and I'd love to hear from a doctor who knows more about this. It'd be interesting to hear a professional's opinion, someone who's actually done this sort of thing. But one of the things that came up this year is, in addition to the shot of the year and, you know, the player of the year, and it'll probably be Jim Furyk, and it'll be probably announced on a Saturday when everybody's watching football. But I think the rules violations is one of the most interesting aspects of this year. There are a couple of them, and most recently we've been talking about Ian Poulter. Now, Ian Poulter is in a playoff, and he's trying to win a major event, the final event in the race in Dubai, and it ended up costing him like $500,000 and $500,000. So what happens is he's about to place his ball back on the spot where his marker is. The ball slips out of his hands, hits his marker. The marker bounces and goes a little ways away. That's a one-stroke penalty, which, besides the fact, you know, it threw him off his game, I imagine. Duh. It also pretty much took him out of the running, out of the win. He lost. Okay, but that wasn't the beginning of the rules this year. The rules violations this year started at the Verizon Heritage. Brian Davis. Here's a guy going for his first PGA Tour win. He hits some weeds in his backswing, and he's not. It's not obvious. It's not anything anybody saw. He's in a playoff with Jim Furyk, but he called the rules official to report himself, and that landed him a two-shot penalty because in his backswing he hit some weeds. Kia Classic, Michelle Wheat. She's hunting for her first win as well. During the final round, she hit a shot in a hazard. Remember, it only went a couple of feet. It was a really bad hit where she was really frustrated. She grounded her club in the hazard. That's a violation. We know more about that. A violation that got her a two-shot penalty, okay? All right, Safeway Classic. This is probably, to me, one of the most controversial ones. Julie Engster is trying to stay warm, right? It's a delay. She's swinging a weighted club. She's waiting. She's trying to stay warmed up. She got DQ'd, and she was disqualified because she was swinging a weighted club. A TV viewer saw the infraction and called in to report the violation. You know? Now, that takes it from a whole different. Now, we don't just have the gallery. We don't have the rules officials. We don't have the player, who is the one calling the rules usually against themselves. In golf, that's what's unusual about the game. So she was just trying to stay warm, using a weighted club just to keep swinging, just to keep you know, oh, got disqualified. Bam. At the CN Canadian Women's Open. This is a real strange one. Shi Hyun An and Imi Chung, they were both disqualified. They played the wrong ball. They seemed to know that they were playing the wrong ball, and yet they signed their scorecards as if nothing happened. And no one really gave anyone an explanation. There was a lot of innuendos that they agreed and all this stuff, but they're disqualified. The Barclays. Now, this one was when Jim Furyk, remember, he overslept? His cell phone alarm clock, he ran out of battery juice and it didn't go off and he missed his pro-am tee time. That was an automatic disqualification. Gone, bye-bye, you're not playing. Well, they changed that rule. That wasn't really, that's not really a rules of golf rule. That's more a PGA, make sure that, PGA Tour, make sure that you show up for your pro-am, you know, help with making everybody happy, who help sponsor the event, who help make you a millionaire if you're playing well. So they changed that rule so that you're not completely disqualified. But they still are going to have to police it somewhat because sometimes the players won't take it as seriously as they need to. Another event, and this one is so important for you. If you're playing in an event and it says local rules apply, let's say you're going into competition anywhere in Hawaii, on any course, anywhere in the world, for that matter, you have to read the local rules because they can be different from the ones you're accustomed to, okay? Luigi Imada played it. He paid a huge, huge price for this one. He didn't read the local rules. They were playing lift, clean, and place, all right? Now, the PGA Tour allows you to place it one club length from where you lift, clean, and then replace, which is what Luigi was doing. Hey, you know? Well, his playing partner realized the local rule was you can only have a scorecard length from where your ball lands and where you lift it, clean it. And you do that because it's really, really muddy. You know, the conditions are horrible. And some people don't even like it being used, period. But that's one of the things about golf. Lift, clean, and place. So his playing partner said, whoa, Luigi, you're yeah, they did 26 shot penalty. I mean, Imada just called himself an idiot. I'm an idiot, you know, because he didn't read. Now, talk about a brain fart. Mission Hills Star Trophy, again, Nick Faldo picked up his ball on the eighth hole, but he hadn't holed out. It was like he forgot it was stroke play. Oops. Sir Nick, what were you thinking? Yeah, got to be in the moment, be in the moment. Dubai World Championships, we mentioned Ian, but we have to go to Dustin Johnson, of course, you know, the PGA Championship. 72nd hole, Johnson goes off, way off the fairway, into that sandy area, heavily trampled by the gallery, not just heavily trampled, but the gallery is actually standing in the sandy area. You don't usually see the gallery standing in a bunker, right? I mean, when do you see that? Well, there's 1,000 bunkers at Whistling Straits. So Johnson then hits an incredible pitch shot after a very not-so-good recovery from the sandy area. And then he missed the putt for the title. Now, I mean, it looked like he was going to have a chance still with playoff, but not. Nope. He grounded his club in a bunker. It wasn't so much that there were a whole bunch of people standing around. And he grounded his club in a bunker. He didn't know he was in a bunker, but he grounded his club. Two-shot penalty. Bye-bye. You know, that's it. And then, of course, we have the Dubai World Championships where Ian Poulter is on the 18th green, playoff for the win, drops his ball on his marker, forcing it to flip up and move. One-shot penalty. Lost eventually to Robert Carlson. Oh, darn drats. And I really want to thank a gentleman who will be on the show, Jay Busby. He really encapsulated all of that in Yahoo Sports quite nicely, didn't he? And I just paraphrased that for him. I just wanted to go through all of those. Now, the question is, they're going to be, you know, rethinking the rules. I was really hoping to talk to Ryan Palmer about that and what he thought of those, you know, which ones he thought were silly, and which ones he thought were actually right on. And I just got to tell you that one of the things that people don't understand, Twitter, okay, has really taken off in professional golf. And I have to tell you that if they could mic the guys and they were to talk like they do to each other on Twitter, that would be fun. Because they are, Rory McIlroy said this, Poults may not have won the Dubai World Championship, but he could be in with a shout for Tiddlywinks World Championship. I mean, it's just that kind of, you know, Ian also called Tiger Woods, you know, hey, number two, don't give me a hard time about what I did on the green. It's just they're really interacting in a way that I'm sure they do, like when they play table tennis during the Ryder Cup. You get a sense of the fun that they have with one another, and it's away from the very serious looks they have when they're playing against one another on television. Everything is very dead serious, but it's not, and that's the fun of golf. So we'll take a break, come back, and we've got a whole bunch of stuff. Sony Open, Poipu Bay Golf Course is reopening, and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. A Sony Open Healthy Lifestyle Pavilion is going to be featured in the Sony Open Hawaii. Of course, you know, in addition to the great golf that we're going to see with all of the winners that are going to be here for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, I'm certainly hoping they'll end up traveling to the Sony Open in Hawaii. It's the first full field and event on the PGA Tour, and once they come to Hawaii, most guys stick around and play for the Sony Open, and then, of course, in addition to that, we'll see all of our favorites. So there's a lot of things going on, and one of them is the Sony Open Healthy Lifestyle Pavilion. And if you would like to have a booth there, the Healthy Lifestyle area will include about 25 to 30 booth spaces with practitioners promoting a healthy lifestyle like acupuncture, yoga, products, fitness, massage, reflexology, healthy food, and a lot more with demonstrations. including healthy cooking, vegetarian, raw vegetarian, you know, if that's what you're into, Zumba, yoga, Pilates, other styles of, just all of these. So each January, you know, the Sony Open Hawaii attracts 144 of the world's greatest golf professionals. They all come to the Wailea Country Club on Oahu. It's the largest charity event in Hawaii. It's raised over $10 million for the local not-for-profit since 1999, and that's because the Weinberg, Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, doubles whatever money comes in. You know, if they raise $500,000, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation puts in another $500,000 to make it $1 million. So they double it, and that gets distributed. So we're really looking forward to this year. This year, it's going to be televised. Sony is so innovative. You remember when they brought the Jumbotron, that huge screen the first year? It was one of those events that everyone, wow, look at that. Now they're everywhere. Now you didn't have to walk at the Ryder Cup. There were these huge screens everywhere, so you could pretty much stand. It was probably just as well, since at the Ryder Cup, there was so much mud, you could barely walk anyway. But here, now they're taking it. Sony is always the innovative leader and the star makers. In my column this month, I talk about how the Sony Open in Hawaii has made so many opportunities for so many of our local players. Maybe they didn't come on like Michelle Wee or Tad Fujikawa. Maybe they didn't make it to the big dance floor yet. But they had an opportunity to really play with the best, and there's something, it's like dancing with the best or performing in a drama with the best actors. It automatically raises the level of your performance, because you know you're feeding off of this great play, and you're watching and learning and experiencing something that you'd never have an opportunity to do. And that's what happened for the top amateur in the Governor's Cup this year, playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii. One amateur from Hawaii, the top amateur in the Governor's Cup, is going to be playing this year. And the star maker, Michelle Wee, she was given the opportunity at 14 to play against the men. And some people said, well, maybe that wasn't so good for her. But hey, you know, whatever. It was a great opportunity, okay? And we also had Tad Fujikawa. Look what happened for Tad. I mean, he took it and really made, he owned it, and then ended up finishing so well. Wow, just amazing stuff. So what is Sony doing this year? They're going to be broadcasting in 3D. So get your 3D glasses and be ready. I think we have Ryan Palmer. Have you joined us?
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. We had a little emergency with my wife's grandmother, so.
Oh, I would have.
Her to the airport, and.
I totally understand.
I've got my 3-year-old, so we're having fun right now, so.
Yeah, you know what? If this isn't a good time for you, I completely understand, and we can reschedule, but I just love talking to you.
Yeah, no, love to.
Okay, great. I was looking, maybe Ryan Palmer is our Sony Open in Hawaii defending champion. And it must be, you know, your first year, you start off the year as a champion, and then after you have to enter it as a defending champion. Ryan, born in Amarillo, Texas, went to college at the University of North Texas for 1 year, then he switched over to Texas A&M for 3 years, turned professional in 2000, played on the mini tours. You know, here, it's kind of like Tad, you know, playing on the mini tours. He was on the Hooters tour, on the Tight Lies tour. He played in the Nationwide tour. He won the Clearwater Classic, finishing sixth on the money list, earned his spot into the PGA Tour, got his card in 2004. And right off the bat, the Funai Classic at Walt Disney World Resort. That was your first win, right?
Yes, it was. Back in 04, came through on Sunday with a 62 to win by three, so it was pretty cool to win your first event on tour, for sure.
I bet. I mean, it just it solidifies your position for 2 years.
Yes, that was huge.
Yeah, how does it make you feel when you, like, it's like you've proven yourself?
You know, it just makes me realize that I do belong out on tour. And when you win like that, and then just makes me, you know, all the hard work and time that I put into it, and it all pays off. And, you know, to win on tour against the best in the world is a feeling you can't explain, you know. It's quite a deal to work so hard and see the results come out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you find, we hear so much about, you know, players saying, I frankly don't remember. When you shot a 62, you know, I mean, that's like, that's an awesome, that's like, people dream of shooting a 62, right? And on the final day of an event to shoot a 62, did you have one of those out-of-body experiences we hear so much about where you're not thinking at all and just playing?
It is. I mean, they call it the zone, and that was one of those zones where it was almost like they couldn't tuck the pin enough for me that day. It was wherever the pin was at, I was going to find it, and whatever putt I had, I was going to make it. It's just one of those experiences you don't get into very often, and when you do, it's another experience you can't explain. It's just a feeling of, it's almost like it's easy, you know, and you feel like nothing can stop you, and I haven't been in many of those lately, but I'll tell you what, when you get in on their fun.
You know, exactly. It's like you say to yourself, now, and there are people who say that you can always get into the zone. Don't you love it when, you know, the mental game gurus, and I love them because they give us lots of tips, but when they say, you can play in the zone all the time.
Yeah, there's certain zones you're in. You might not be shooting 62, but you can get into them very easy. Well, I say not easy, but...
What I was thinking is, you can also get into a zone that you wouldn't want to be in, and you're not playing.
I've been in those too. They're not fun.
No, right. Okay, so what I really appreciated and really enjoyed was seeing your personality really just, for us here in Hawaii, when you won the Sony Open last year, you just were so expressive. That was awesome.
You know, it's being that first event, you know, you come into not knowing what to expect, and then, you know, I read an article that Jack Johnson talked about, and taking each day, playing that day for that day, and then, you know, to be in that position all 4 days, you know, wire to wire, and to be against one of the best players at the time, Robert Allenby, the way he was playing.
Yeah.
But it was cool when I won in 04, you know, I had to sit around and wait, and of course, when I won in 08, I made a putt to break a big tie. But to be in the final group, to have that one little tap in you dream about, knowing that, okay, tapped in for the win, that was an experience. And, you know, you can see just the jubilation of my reaction. And, you know, the fans are awesome. And it's cool,
yeah.
You know, try to win that first time.
Now it was a 65, 66, 68, 66. I mean, you were like, just
out in that zone.
Yeah. You found it again. And,
I was having so much fun, and, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but I literally was taking each day for that day and didn't really care where I shot. When I shot 500 the first day, I went in a Friday telling myself, okay, we're even par, let's go play golf today and see what happens. And I kept telling myself, see where you stand at the end of each day, and lo and behold, I was the last one standing on Sunday. So.
And so here you are, you're back in that place, you know, that everybody talks about, the zone. And you win, and you're just like, you're guaranteed your card again, right? And you're going to come to, are you going to be at Kapalua for the Hyundai tournament? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Heck, yeah. Is your wife looking forward to it?
They are. Wife and both kids are coming. You know, my wife and kids and my parents come to Sony this year, and, you know, that'd be cool to, you know, in with them there and have a good time with it. So yeah, they're day along for the trip.
Okay, that's great. That's excellent. That's how it should be. And so you're coming. You've got everything nailed down. You're like, yes. And usually in a situation like that, you know, you tend to relax a little bit more. But what was interesting to watch is what happened in that first half of the year for you. I mean, you ended up on the 23 on the FedEx money list, right, in the point standing?
Yeah, it was one of those weird years. You know, I played well, won early, had some pretty good finish, and then I went on a 12-week hiatus, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Where I missed 11 out of 12 cuts, and I mean, you must go, what in the world are we doing here? And so, you know, found out my clubs have been, were off a little bit, and we got my irons back to where they should have been. And I think that was a, I think it became more mental because once I knew my irons were good, you know, I went out and started playing well. And of course, since then, I've made 13 straight, I think 12 or 13 straight cuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the great finish at the World Golf Championship and Bridgestone. And, you know, I finished 8th at Vegas, and of course, played pretty solid throughout the playoffs and the FedEx and the Tour Championship. So, you know, I was looked at for the Ryder Cup, which was a cool experience. So, you know, it was an awesome year. You know, it was cool to go through that 12 weeks, and I learned a lot about myself from a patient standpoint on the golf course. And, you know, you got to have weeks like that to, you know, make you a better player and a better person. So I guess I'm glad I went through that experience. But, yeah, but what a dream year, for sure.
But it must have been strange, though. I found your great, the RyanPalmerFoundation.org is your foundation, right?
Correct.
Okay. As I was reading the article in Golf Week, that, you know, the about your irons being off 1.5 degrees.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
How does that happen?
You know, I think they just bent over time, and I got a new set of players, and I think they just happened to bend over time, and so you know, that just made me realize I need to check my clubs more often.
Interesting.
And so you know, I went in there, got the clubs fixed, and like I said, I think it turned into something mental. And once I got them fixed, I started realizing, okay, so my clubs are good. Now let's go out and play and, you know, try to make something out of the rest of the year. And I was fortunate to do that. And like I said, it made me realize, you know, now it's time to set my clubs every 2 weeks.
That's a really good tip for the for all golfers. You know, as sometimes, if your game's gone, you're like, what am I doing wrong? Maybe it's not you. Have your clubs checked. Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, and like I said, I think it's helped me become a better player because I stayed patient and positive through that 12-week stretch. But like I said, once I found out my clubs, we got the rolling.
Yeah. What inspired you to start your Ryan Palmer Foundation? There's so much I want to ask you, and I don't want to take up your time. But it's beautiful. It's Birdies for Brighter Smiles, and so far, what you finished the 2010 season with 349 birdies and 6 eagles.
Yeah, I want to get my foundation. You know, I've been wanting to start this for a while, and then it came up this year. Just my wife and I were going to give, you know, $50 and every birdie and $100 for every eagle I made, and then I wanted to get the people in Amarillo involved as well. Or anybody that wanted to be involved with it, you know, to give anything from a penny to 10 cents, it didn't matter. I just want to get more people involved, following the foundation, and it was a big hit, and I'm hoping it gets better and better next year. So this year was a great year for our foundation, so it's been a great year all around.
And it benefits the Children's Hospital?
We got involved with the Northwest Texas Healthcare Systems, the Children's Hospital, and we built the Healing Garden outside the hospital for the kids that got enjoy a little playground, a little putting green, and the two rooms inside for the bigger and little kids with new flat screens, new Wii's, PlayStations, the computers. I mean, you name it, we went in and did a whole bunch. So it's been awesome seeing the progression of the hospital.
Yeah, and the progression. Speaking of, I was just talking about the 3D broadcasting the Sony Open in 3D this year.
Oh, boy, I'm going to look good in 3D then.
Yeah, you are going to look good in 3D.
No, I'm kidding.
This is a first, you know. It's like Sony is taking out, after bringing the Jumbotron, they were the first to bring out the big screen and they put it.
Right.
And now it's going to be broadcast in 3D. We're going to see everything. We're going to try to just capture every moment. Yeah, it is going to be exciting. And are you ready for cell phones on the tour for people to be able to?
I don't think it'll be a problem. I think it's, you know, it's, I mean, people use it the right way, and, you know, more people want to come out and watch golf. But I guess I heard it keeps people away because they can't bring their cell phones. So, you know, they can make it a big thing. You can watch, you know, you can actually follow the golfers more on your phone and while you're on the golf course. So it could become a big thing.
Right, right. And especially since the PGA Tour has the capability of broadcasting what they're showing on television. If you're not in a perfect place to see a really important shot, you'll be able to see it on your cell phone. So there's a lot of benefits to it. The other question I was talking about some of the rules things that happened this year. You know, some of the strange, like, for instance, not reading the local rules, and Ryuichi Yamada got a, like, 26-stroke penalty because he called himself an idiot on that one. So
yeah.
I guess that pretty much, you got to read the local rules, right?
That's what they're there for, so.
Exactly. Any particular rule, like the one with Ian Poulter dropping his ball on his marker and getting that a penalty, anything you think should be changed?
I think that rule is ridiculous because it's accidentally. You're not trying to improve your position. You're on the green. You mark your spot. I think that's kind of a joke. I mean, personally, I mean, I played with a guy at Vegas that happened to him. Aaron Battle actually happened to him. So, I mean, if you're accidentally dropping your ball on a mark, I mean,
yeah,
you'd be penalized for that. It'd be on me.
Yep. That's, I think, what a lot of us. The other one that poor Julie Inkster, she's just trying to stay warm, swinging her weighted club there, and a TV viewer calls in, and she gets DQ'd. It's kind of interesting having television viewers being able to call in rules violations on you.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, what's that person doing? They're just waiting to call and DQ somebody? I mean, it's kind of seems like somebody's that they got agendas when they're watching golf.
Yeah, truly. Well, I am just so happy that we got to connect. I love to talk to you. And I can't wait to see you at the Sony Open in Hawaii. But first, we'll see you at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We'll be broadcasting live from there. And can't wait to see you tee off. It's such a beautiful, beautiful view. And then see you at the Sony Open. It's going to be a great couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
I look forward to it. And I look forward to talking again.
Excellent. Ryan Palmer, such a gentleman. Thank you so much. And the little three-year-old, how old are you? Three now?
I'm sorry?
And your child, do you have?
He's Mason's 3.5, and then my little girl is 15 months old, so we get our hands full.
Well, all the best to your family this holiday season, and thanks so much for joining us in the clubhouse.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Here is your Golf Club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your Golf Club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right. Are you getting inspired to play? Of course, in Hawaii, we get to play year-round. I was reading on Twitter. Ryan's on Twitter. And it's not, you know, hi, I'm going to go eat something, or hello, I'm off to jog, or You might say that if you've been in a conversation with somebody over a period of an hour or two, and then all of a sudden you disappear, and they may respond to something that you said, and you don't, you know, continue the conversation. So it's more like a courtesy, saying, I'm off to have dinner. You know, it's not like that's, I'm going to keep you abreast of everything I'm doing in my day, because people are having conversations about things that are happening and whatever interest they happen to be. So there's different, and in golf, one of the people I've met is a lovely lady, Ashley Law. She is Lady of the Links, and she's been so patiently standing by. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. I Ryan was had an emergency. I don't know. Were you on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard then. Yes.
Yes.
But so sweet of him to call. You know, I would have been completely okay with because that happens. That's life, and your family is always the most important part of life. You've got to take care of family first. But he called in anyway. Some of the things that I'd like to talk to you about that I was talking with Ryan about, you know, some of the decisions that were made this year and some of the decisions that may be made in 2012 when the rules of golf are reevaluated. If I may interject real quick for Ko'olina, for the folks who are thinking about, you know, getting inspired, you're going to see some of the best golf in Hawaii when the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Maui, which is completely free this year. No charge. None whatsoever. And there is the FedEx Fun Zone every day. Entertainment and events that are happening besides clinics. There's going to be one of those fun trick shot artists who's going to be on scene. Every day, proceeds from the event benefits a different charity. So charities are still going to benefit, even though every day the entry is gratis, no charge, free to see the best players. At the Sony Open, of course, you can go to any First Hawaiian Bank and get your ticket. That's a great stocking stuffer, the Sony Open Hawaii tickets, very reasonably priced. But if you want to get out there and play, and if you know you're not just satisfied watching, Get Golf Ready 2011 is available at Ko'olina. 5 days, it's only $99 per person, 6 hours of lessons, and a maximum of 6-to-1 teacher-to-student ratio, and free use of rental clubs and range balls during lessons. So if you don't have clubs, you can start off and use those clubs and figure it all out. So it's really, really a good opportunity. It's called Get Golf Ready in 5 days. Give them a call at the pro shop. And you could also get some great Christmas stocking stuffers there around for $65, which is a great price at Ko'olina for Kama'aina. And that's a present everybody will enjoy. Ashley Law. Born and raised in Muncie, Indiana, graduated from Indiana University in 07, started her career in life in government and politics. She worked on the 2008 congressional campaign and later a legislative staffer on Capitol Hill for a member of the United States House of Representatives. A golfer for 20 years, turned her passion for the game into a career in 2010. The tournament coordinator for the ShopRite LPGA Classic. She's a journalist at heart, and she can't help but write about what she loves, right? And that's where she started Lady of the Links, blogspot.com. I love your name. It reminds me, because Lady of the Lake, Lady of the Links, was that the inspiration?
I love alliteration. If you look back at poems I had to write when I was little, there's a lot of alliteration. So it was really more of being able to kind of craft something that was kind of catchy and had that kind of alliteration and something that I knew I wouldn't get sick of 5 or maybe even 10 years from now. that would stand the test of time.
Yeah, excellent. It certainly does. Now, as we're talking and we talk, you know, person to person here on the golf, we're in the clubhouse. That's what the golf club is about. You know,
mm-hmm.
And the folks are listening to our conversation. We speak from our own personal opinions. We don't represent anybody here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not speaking on behalf of the LPGA, But you spent quite a busy week this past week at an LPGA event, and I wanted to talk to you about, first of all, were you there when they voted to allow transgender athletes to play on the LPGA Tour?
No, I believe that was actually at the championship at the tournament they're playing in this week. While they were in Orlando, they had one of their four annual tournament or player meetings, and that's when they voted. I was at the LPGA Tournament Owners Association annual meeting, so it was a lot of tournament owners, a couple of sponsors, other people involved, like myself, who helped run the events. Lots of people from the LPGA were there. So we heard, you know, that the bow had been taken and read certainly the commissioner's statement once that the bow had been taken and it had passed. But I was not actually there when they did it.
Okay, what do you think of the decision?
You know, I think the LPGA took the right steps in the way they went about it. It was part of their constitution, and the issue was raised to them, and that they decided they wanted to act on it, and they discussed it. And I think Commissioner Wan has said in several public settings that he's learned a lot about the issue, kind of got a PhD in the issue over the last several months. And, you know, they took a vote and passed, and it seems to fall in line. And I think they're going to adopt the same policies that the International Olympic Committee has, which the Women's Tennis Association has also adopted, and several other sports organizations. So, you know, it's these issues come up in life and in modern day, and so you kind of just have to take them one at a time. So I think it sounds like everything was kind of went about the right way, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the next couple of years.
Yeah, the international committee, golf committee organizations, they have already adopted the same stance. So, you know, the female at birth stipulation in the LPGA bylaws was kind of antiquated by other organizations around the world where transgender golfers are already playing. And Lana Lawless basically had a suit that, you know, some people say, well, did they do it because they were afraid of having to go through this lawsuit? Basically, it was not a winnable lawsuit. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's not even it was more like going with the trend, going with what you had to do. We were outdated. But do you think a person who's gender reassignment surgery and all that, do you think that person like Lana Lawless will have a as a golfer, speaking as a golfer, okay, it will have an advantage?
Well, I have to say that, you know, when I grew up playing, I played with mostly, you know, boys, and then now I actually play mostly with men. And, you know, even in my game isn't as top notch as it is, you know, I keep up just fine, even though I'm not as long off the tee. You know, golf is a lot more than just power. Certainly there is an advantage, and I've read a couple quotes from athletes who say, you know, well, maybe that power will give someone an advantage. However, you know, there are people out there saying they'll have more estrogen than the average woman and, you know, far less testosterone. So, I mean, it's hard to say. Well, I think only we'll be able to know if once the situation is it comes to light in a tournament setting and, you know. But from a golfer's standpoint, to me, I really have to say that as a golfer, you know, I think we all can learn that. My dad actually used to tell me when I was little, drive for show, putt for dough. And I think that kind of speaks to, there's a lot in a golf game. And most people, you know, shave strokes off their score around the green. And that certainly has nothing to do with power. So, you know, I would feel like I was speaking at a turn and don't have an expert and would be able to say for sure whether I could know whether or not that would make, you know, a big difference letting transgender athletes compete. But, you know, I think as a golfer, I think most golfers would say power certainly can be beneficial, but at the same time, you know, we either kind of live or die based on other areas of the game, including around the green, and that doesn't include anything to do with power. So.
Right. Laura Davies had a great quote. She said, if everything's in place, so to speak, then good luck. You want to beat the best players. If someone's the best player, how that came about is none of my business, really. It's not something that I would wake up and worry about. So
right.
That was great. We're going to take a break, come back right after this. We're talking with Ashley Law, and we've got a whole lot more to go over right after this. And plus, we've got those great tickets. We've got those great rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course to give away to the lucky 18th caller. But not yet. We'll tell you when to call. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Call Lena. From the tips to the greens. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Call Lena will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Call Lena. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Call Lena Golf Club. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Ashley Law, and she was just at an event where a lot of meetings were held. What was that one that it was the LPGA?
It's the LPGA Tournament Owners Association annual meeting.
And you were there because you are the tournament coordinator for the ShopRite LPGA Classic.
Yes, just listening a lot and talking a little.
Okay. What? Anything really pop out at you that, during this meeting that you think would help us understand how we can support the LPGA better?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, playing for 20 years and being a big advocate of the game on top of being a big player is I have failed to be able to explain to people who either they are involved in golf or they're not, maybe their husbands are or their children are interested in it or another family member, is explaining to them, you know, why they should get involved and why they should care and why, you know, women's sports, specifically women's golf, is important to support. And, you know, there was a speaker, a couple speakers there who really kind of shed some light on, you know, why it's so important to support, you know, women's sports and women who compete and, you know, the statistics that are out there about how much more successful, you know, a girl is as she goes into a woman's going to be if she participates in sports and is in that team environment. And, you know, especially as we have childhood obesity, a lot of light has been shed on that the last couple of years, and you know the importance of getting children outside and active. And so, you know, it just sheds some light on why it's much more important and much bigger than just golf. It's, you know, about being active, it's about being healthy, it's about supporting girls and supporting women, you know, and becoming good members of society and good people.
Yeah, you know, it used to be that they used to chase us out of the house, tell us get out of the house, go.
Yeah, exactly. Even I, yeah.
We used inside, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. We were outside all day, every day. And, you know, I hardly ever watched TV when I was younger. And before I could drive, we would walk to the golf course and walk back for lunch and walk back in the afternoon and back at night. So it's, you know, it is a little heartbreaking to see so many kids kind of, you know, a zombie in front of the TV playing video games. It's definitely want to kick kids outside, get them to use their imagination a little bit, you know, get some of that vitamin E at the sun and be healthier people.
What is one of the biggest challenges for someone who is trying to be the tournament coordinator?
Oh, gosh. Well, the good thing about being involved with the LPGA and LPGA tournament is that, you know, no offense to the men because they're great, but, you know, the players in the LPGA are phenomenal. They are by far the best thing about the LPGA. They, you know, care so much about its future and its success and, you know, the sponsors of the event and supporting girls who are out there watching them and who look up to them. So, I mean, they're great. And fortunately, I'm in an area that the community is also very supportive. Of course, there's a lot that goes into a tournament. It's people seem to think that it's a 3 or 4 day event where it's just during competition days, but you know, it's a full week. It's you got the pro am, you've got you know parties, junior clinics, you've got a lot of stuff going on. So it's keeping all the balls in the air. And of course, in a tough economy, you know, as you know, the Commissioner Juan had said, there's a lot of people with kind of frozen budgets right now. They haven't cut their marketing budgets. They haven't turned the LPGA away because they're not interested. It's just, you know, trying to get people to thaw out at that portion of their budget. So fortunately, I feel very blessed to be working for such a great tour. But, you know, I think everyone faces the same challenges, whether it's golf, basketball, you know, football, yeah, tennis, across the board in this kind of economy.
Yeah, and getting your volunteers. How do you make it, like, I don't mean benefit them, but how do you entice people to be volunteers?
Yeah, it's kind of that backward situation, isn't it, where people pay to volunteer. When people don't know I haven't been involved, they kind of have a hard time wrapping their minds around it. But, you know, I feel we do a really great job of being able to kind of beef up a package to make it enticing. You know, We include around at Seaview, the tournament course, for just $25, which is, you know, probably $100 less than it normally is. You get a great uniform package, and we really work with the community and our sponsors to make sure they're getting the most bang for their buck. So they may pay $35 to volunteer, but it's the value of it is far exceeds that. So, and you know, again, they come out and they love being outside, they love being on the course, and, you know, the girls, the players are so interactive with the volunteers and with the spectators, you know, both before and after the round and sometimes during pro-am days, that it's this unique experience that you can't get in any other way other than volunteering for a golf tournament.
That's fabulous. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, online live now at radiogolfclub.com. And always available, archived there, and at Stitcher Radio for your smartphone, or at iTunes in their podcast section. It's free. You can just have it delivered to you whenever you want it. We are also joined by PGA professional Greg Moore, who is at right now the LPGA Tour Championship and at Q School. I don't know how he's doing it. Ashley, meet Greg Moore. Greg, this is Ashley Law.
Ashley and I have actually met.
Oh, well, there you go.
I attend Scoprite,
yeah,
and she does a fabulous job there, and she took care of me when I was up there covering that event.
Fabulous.
Well, as you know, you've seen Greg's pictures. He's great, and you know, you wonder how someone can be at so many places on the golf course at the same time, but he seems to have it all knocked down. So it was a great joy to have him there.
I was going to ask, you know, have you seen Greg Moore? He's over at Q School. No, he's over at LPGA Tour Camp. No, he's over.
Well, the nice thing is the courses are only about 8 miles apart or so, and you just need a fast car. That's all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a fast cart. So right now at the LPGA Tour Championship, we've got quite a mix of great players. Amy Yang, Maria Horth, Shonhua Li, Julieta Granada, Catherine Hull, Christy Kerr, Morgan Pressel, Kyung Bai. I hope I'm pronouncing, you know, Na Hua Choi, Thuy Pak. They're all at the top of the leaderboard. Suzanne Pedersen is there. Amy Hyung is there. Angela Stanford, Christina Kim, Brittany Lincecum. You know, everybody's pushing up towards the top. Catherine Hull, she has been so close so many times. I mean, I'm looking for a breakthrough for her. How about you, Greg?
Well, I think she had a win earlier this year, and she is a very solid player. Hits the ball tee to green as well as anybody, and then it all comes down to putting, and everybody's bunched up or seems to be bunched up here because the greens are very difficult. The girls have been talking the last couple of days about the golf course is in great condition, and of course it's been a little cold for Florida, and they've all had to bundle up, but the greens have been really difficult for them. Nice weather today, not blowing hardly at all, up in the mid-60s. So you're starting to see a few players get it under par, and Amy Yang is a couple over. So it's bunching up again, and it's going to come down to putting and who gets the hot putter going. But Cameron is a really, really strong player.
Yeah,
kills it off the tee.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You know, she's right there, and you know what you were saying earlier, Ashley. You know, we were talking about the gender change on the LPGA Tour. You know, so that women or men who've gone through the transgender thing, they can play on the tour now. And Ashley was saying, you know, drive for show and putt for dough, which is the bottom line. And here we see just how important that is. Natalie Gulbis, do you think the cold affected her back? She had to withdraw because of back pain.
I don't think it helped, that's for sure. I mean, it would be really difficult no matter how much stretching and trying to get warmed up in the morning before you play. A lot of standing around. Personally, I think the field might have been a little large for the amount of daylight that they had down here this time of year, and it made it difficult. Greens being as difficult as they are, we were seeing rounds, you know, 5.5 hours. If there was any kind of ruling problem, then it was slowing it down that much. So that means you're standing around that much longer, and so it could have had a little bit of a problem with Natalie's back. But, you know, it was a tough loss for the tournament because a lot of people want to come out and watch her and some of the other young ladies that missed the cut, but that's part of the game, and it's still a strong field. A lot of good players up there at the top, and a lot of to be still decided. Number one player, money list, the whole thing. So
the whole thing. Anything stand out for you, Ashley?
You know, for Natalie?
For the LPGA Tour Championship in general, Natalie Gulbis.
This week it's been really exciting, and I, you know, it's been a build up to this year and the Rolex World Rankings and Player of the Year. You know, I'm excited to see sort of how that pans out. It's some of these statistics about, you know, this is gonna be the first time that someone's been Player of the Year in a decade who isn't, you know, Lorena Ochoa or Annika Sorenstam. So it's neat. It kind of breathes new life into the tour. So I really look to see how this sort of pans out for each of those categories.
Before we take a break, and then we're going to give away our trip. Yeah, I'm going to get my act together this morning. We're going to give away two rounds. Poipu Bay Golf Course just completely redid the greens, and it's beautiful. Hasn't been touched. The superintendent and his crew has been working very hard, and they're probably walking occasionally on that grass. But you know what it's like being on a course that hasn't been open in 8 months? I mean, it's like, wow, you know, this is a park. Dare I walk here? And you get to play golf there. So it's going to reopen on the 16th, and we have two rounds for the lucky winner. But right after this, first, before we go into that break, I want to ask you both, do you think Twitter is helping the game of golf become more personable? You both are active in that communication medium.
Ashley, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think what's exciting about Twitter is that it allows a lot more amateurs to sort of connect and share their experiences, because, you know, we hear at least some about PGA and LPGA and other professionals who get interviewed in magazines and such. So I think that's probably my favorite part about it, is seeing just how, you know, the average Joe or, you know, Jane handles golf, plays golf, what's important to them, and, you know, how what they're doing in terms of golf.
Okay. And for you, Greg?
Oh, I think it's very important, especially when you feel or you see that Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy had a little question and answer going with all of their fans the other day, and Ian Poulter is huge in in responding, or Bubba Watson. You know, they may be only one or two word answers, but they're responding.
Uh-huh.
Now you see Tiger. Hopefully it's Tiger and not one of his management
people. That's what I always ask myself.
it seems like it is, and you've got Lee Westwood on there and Graham McDowell, and now they're starting to cut up and joke around and kid each other and poke fun at each other and talk about what they've done at the tournament and after play. So it's opening it up even that much more, and I think that, you know, people that follow me or follow you or follow Ashley, who maybe aren't golfers, but they see some of the people that we follow, and if we retweet something or we make a comment, and they start looking at it and go, hey, this sounds like fun, or it looks like it might be interesting, it may draw some people into it, or at least get them to watch or follow on Twitter or follow the PGA Tour because they're on there, or the LPGA Tour because they're tweeting, and then over to Facebook. So social media has been big in all aspects of life, but I think it's really going to help golf move forward.
I do too, and one of the reasons I think so is if you were to mic a player, this is what I'd want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to hear this kind of, you know, their Tiger Woods taunting Ian Poulter, and then Poulter putting Woods in his place by calling him, "Hey, quiet sack number two," you know.
Yep.
It's just fun sort of play, and that's the kind of play that people have when they're playing with one another in their normal foursome. You know, it's that kind of giving each other jabs. You know,
the needle. You got to
the needle.
Give the needle and take the needle.
Yeah, that's it. Ashley, well, it's been a real pleasure meeting you and talking with you, and we'll do this again. Thanks so much.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit about Q School, focus on Q School. And Greg Moore has been over at Q School, besides over at the LPGA Tour Championship. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful beautiful Ko'olina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Ko'olina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Ko'olina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Ko'olina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at ko'olinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. If you'd like to play a round of golf at Volcano, where it was 50 degrees this morning, there's a 10:42 and an 11:18. Makale has a 10:56, and Kelepahui, you're out there this morning. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Men's Club and 16 Strong playing at Kiahuna, where you could play at 11:16. The Bud Golf Group, they're playing at Ko'olina. There's also a 9:40 and a 10:28. If you would like to play at Ko'olina, it's a beautiful day. Luana Hills has a 9 o'clock and a 10:30. And McKenna, where the Chris Daniels family and the Terry Johnston Golf Group going out today. 9:52 is open and 10:30 if you'd like to play. And if you want to get golf ready, you get over to Ko'olina. You better register before it's too late. They've got their 2011 schedule for Get Golf Ready, and, you know, this is a really great deal, $99 per person for 6 hours of lessons. 6-to-1 teacher-to-student ratio is the maximum. And if you don't have clubs, you don't know whether you want to, you know, really take this game up, don't worry about it. You can use their rental clubs for free and range balls during the lessons. We're talking with Greg Moore. He's covering both the LPGA Tour Championship and Q School. Now, Q School, interesting because, you know, we've got names like Billy Mayfair. You all know Billy Mayfair. You've heard that name before. What's he doing in Q School? And then we've got Ben Martin. And many may be saying, who? Paul Stankowski is in there. You've heard his name before, but maybe you've never heard of Tung Hung Kang. This is where the guys who've been having a hard time staying on the tour, they want to get back on the tour, and the guys who have never been on the tour and they want to get in the tour. It's Jeff Quinney. Tell us more about this, Greg.
Well, it is a great mix of players. You get young kids right out of college. You've got nationwide tour players who didn't finish in the top 25 out there. You've got former winners on the PGA Tour as well as former major winners who are trying to improve their status or get their card back and not have to rely on past champion status or past money list status, or maybe they've used that.
Yeah.
You mentioned Billy Mayfair. Billy Mayfair first qualified for the Tour in 1988. This is his first trip ever back to Q School, and he's tied for fourth right now. So you know, Paul Stankowski, former winner on the tour, he's tied for fourth. Better weather, golf course in great shape, and out of the top 29 players or positions, only one player is lighting it up on Panther Lake. That'd be Danny Lee. He's 7-under. 15 holes, but everybody else is playing Crooked Cat, and if you're even par on Crooked Cat, you're going backwards because guys are 5, 6, 7 under like it's nothing. So it's going to get exciting. It's the weather's no wind, a little cold this morning, a little frost delay, a little fog delay, but an unbelievable amount of talent out there. When you take Lee Jansen, who former two-time U.S. Open winner, and you know, guys from all over the world who are trying, and like I say, college players, nationwide players, guys have their wives carrying their bag or their best buddy. Some have had sponsorship contracts, and other guys are carrying a stand bag. So it's a mix, and it's a hoot, and a lot of good golf in a pressure cooker.
Now, who is Ben Martin?
Well, Ben Martin is a college player out of Clemson and just a really, really strong player.
Wow.
And yet he's only one under today, so he's only got a one-shot lead over James Driscoll, who is four under, and two shots over Scott Stallings, who is seven under.
Yeah.
And James was on the tour last year, and Stallings was on the nationwide tour. So, like I say, you know, even par, one under, and it's starting to bunch up there. There's 11 players within four shots of the lead, and there's still two more rounds to go after today.
Right. This is we're just halfway through with today, the fourth round, then comes round five, then comes round six. This is. I mean, there must be a lot one learns about oneself just playing this event.
Well, I would say yes. Some don't. Some are quicker to learn it than others. There are some that haven't learned yet that how tough it is, and there are others that go there and have been there. A good friend of mine, Jason Gore, who's a winner on the Nationwide Tour, the Men's PGA Tour.
Yeah,
this is his seventh trip there. Hitting it as well as anybody, but right now he's improved his position from T61 to T52 because he's only three under. You say only, but
it is only.
Try to take it one shot at a time and not try and figure. Well, they don't have to win it; they just have to finish top 25 or ties. So you make a move today, bigger move tomorrow, and then it's supposed to be really cold and really windy on Monday. Not that they haven't had it already, but so they better be prepared when it comes to Monday's final round.
What do you think? You know, Ty Tryon's back in, and he was doing pretty good. He was kind of at the more in the closer to the top 50. He seems to be dropping a bit.
He's one over today on Crooked Cat, where everybody else is lighting it up. So he's dropped from T61 down to T86, and he's played consistent, you know, 73, 70, 71, but out there, some would say that would be consistently poor.
Uh-huh.
Most everybody else would say that's consistently good, but not when these guys can shoot 65, 66, 64, like it's nothing. So
I'm curious. You know, what is it? What happens? Ty Tryon is doing generally very, very well. I mean, his game is much better than it's been, and yet in Q School he tends to have a hard time going the distance. It's almost like a horse race. You really have
absolutely
to pace yourself.
Oh, absolutely! And not only that, it's all about confidence. If you start out the first day and maybe you get a good break or you hole a couple of putts that you feel like, gee, you know, not often do you hole a lot of 30-footers or 40-footers. You might hole one or something, or you pitch one in, or a ball hits a cart path and it could have gone out of bounds, but instead it kicks back over and you get it up and down for par or birdie. Then you go on with that round and the other rounds with a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But all it takes is you hit a good drive and maybe you're trying to cut a little dog leg, and it nicks a tree branch, and it could have kicked out in the fairway, but instead it kicks over into the junk or out of bounds. You have an entirely different mindset now.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. It's the guys that have the strongest focus, the strongest will, the most determination, the biggest heart, and the guts to gut it out, because it is a grind, and not everybody's going to hit every shot pure and perfect. This is the game of fewest misses. So that's what you're trying to do, is scrape it around the golf course when you're hitting it bad and still shoot one or two under, so that when you're hitting it well, all of a sudden that becomes five or six under.
Yeah, it's, God, you know, and it can happen to you. You can lose it so fast. And all of a sudden, a couple of holes go by and you're like, wait a minute, I was doing so... How did this happen? You know, it's, and then trying to recover. There's so many ups and downs. Right now, we want to take the 18th caller. Now, you can't have one in the last 6 months, okay? So I want to reiterate that. Can't have one in the last 6 months. Two rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course. That's opening on December 16th, okay? And the number to call is 808-296-5467. And you can call from anywhere you are. 808-296-5467. I will mail out those gift certificates, two rounds at Poipu. 808-296-5467. We talked a lot about Danny Lee. He's trying to get into, he was the up-and-coming guy, you know. It's just interesting to see how, and it's one of the reasons why I don't like when we put too much press on one kid just because he's doing really well at a certain point in his career. I think it's almost like a jinx.
Yeah, it can be, and again, depending on the person, as well as, you know, their family, their support staff that they have around them, and then some of it is cultural. I mean, there's an expectation, I'm sure, both in Asia for the fans that follow him over there, that he won so young that it was like, oh my gosh, he's going to be the next Tiger Woods.
Yep. And
there isn't going to be another Tiger Woods.
Yep.
He should be the first Danny Lee. He's
exactly
doing well. He still has, I believe, 1 year left on his exemption on the European Tour. He's played very limited over here, and that's tough when you're traveling like he does. He plays in Asia, then he plays in Europe, then he plays over here, and I'm not even sure he's 21 yet. He might not even be 20. He's so young that it wears on you. You'd think, well, when you're that young, you can recover quickly. But being a world traveler and living out of a suitcase and wanting to maybe do other things that normal kids, normal people might, it's not all fun and games and as glamorous as everybody makes it out to be. I mean, true, they've got an opportunity to make a lot of money, but you start missing family, and I don't know if he's got a girlfriend, if she comes out every now and then, or, you know, if she's not and he's missing her, who knows? There's a
yep.
lot of things to pull all these players. They miss their kids if they're married and miss their wife. Who knows?
They miss their food.
Yes, yeah, miss sleeping in their own bed.
Yes, exactly.
No.
We're almost going to wrap the show up. I got to tell you, seeing Tiger Woods at the top of the leaderboard is really good for this game. I don't care how you dice it and slice it. He's shot a 65 and a 66, and I've always said that, you know, Friday's leader doesn't mean anything for Saturday and Sunday, but it's still nice, and it's interesting to see that Graham McDowell, Luke Donald, Rory McIlroy, and Paul Casey... It's like the Euros are after Tiger right now.
Exactly, yeah. and it is good for the game, all of the game, not just the men's tour. Any time somebody of his stature is back up on top, then golf is going to become a main focus of a lot of other media people. And when they're talking about Tiger, they're talking about golf, and that's going to help the Nationwide Tour, the LPGA Tour, the DuraMed Tour, the European Tour, the Asian Tour, amateur golf, whatever, because it's going to spark the interest of some young little girl or boy who
exactly.
right now thinking, well, should I play soccer or lacrosse or basketball or, gee, maybe I'll try golf or whatever. So it's going to help in the long run with sponsorships, everything. So
thank you so much, Greg Moore. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, Danielle, I enjoyed it at any time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Golf Club is sponsored by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you would like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Poipu Golf Course, the Poipu Bay Golf Course, brand new greens opening December 16th. Make your tee time for the reopening on December 16th, and If you've never played on a golf course that's just reopening, it's a really unbelievable, unforgettable experience. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, excellent service and expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. It's Alakai Mechanical, Moon Physical Therapy, and Ko'olina Golf Course. Give the gift of golf special, $65 a round, Kama'aina special, no blackout dates. Thank you to 808golf.com and Hawaii Golf News and Travel, and thank you for your mana. And our winner is Casey Walters from California. Way to go, Casey. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.